Chapter 1. A Generous Offer. John Longridge lived in a stone house several kilometres from a small town in Ontario. He was a pleasant man of about 50 and a writer. Every day, a woman called Mrs. Oakes came to John's house to cook and clean. Her husband worked in the garden and repaired things in the house. On this day, John sat in his living room by the fire. Tao, a Siamese cat, was on his knee. Bodger, an old white bulldog, lay on the floor, and Luath, a young golden retriever, stood next to him. The three animals came to live with John a month ago. They belonged to his friend, Jim Hunter, an English professor. The Hunters lived in a place 400 kilometres from John's home. John often visited the professor and his children, Peter and Elizabeth. During his last visit, Jim had interesting news.
"I'm going to teach at a university in England," he said. "And the kids are coming with me."
"That's wonderful,"
said John.
"How long will you be there?"
3 months,
answered Jim.
"I'll rent my house and put the animals in a boarding kennel."
John noticed Peter's silence and the tears in Elizabeth's eyes.
"Don't put them in a kennel. I'll take care of the animals while you're away,"
John said.
"Really?"
said Jim.
"Thanks, John. It's a generous offer and a much better option for them than the kennel."
The Hunters took the animals to John a week later on their way to England, and now they were part of his life.